Cambridge 105.
It's estimated yesterday's Town and Gown race will have raised £40,000 for the muscular dystrophy campaign. For the first time, runners were able to pass through the city's streets thanks to a series of rolling road closures. I was lucky enough to be there alongside Phil and Kerry. So let's take a listen now at how the day unfolded.
You remember last year, Team Dan, the McLennan family, Dan actually started the race off, and I've got with me here James and Deborah McLennan. Hello, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. How cold are you feeling here?
I'm very warm at the moment. I think it's nerves.
My feet are a bit chilly. My feet are a little chilly, yeah.
So how's it all been the last year of things? How's Dan doing?
Yeah, Dan's doing quite well at the moment. He's, I think, a little bit disappointed he's not starting the race, but he's met the other little boy, Oscar, who he is. He's really excited about starting the race, and Dan's giving me some tips, so it's really good.
He's concerned with his career as the race starter has been cut off before it really began.
absolutely. No, we're all absolutely excited to be here, and the whole team's here. There's 50 of us today.
50? How did you get 50 people together?
I begged, borrowed. We've got all sorts of runners here. We've got some people who do a great time, others, I'm sure, who will be just enjoying it and toddling along at the back of the field.
I see that you've got a crocodile. The crocodile belongs to you. Shy crocodile, won't speak on radio.
She's pretty snappy.
Very good. I like that. And James, I gather you've had a bit of an injury.
I'm using that as the excuse. It's an excuse to show off my wobble jog.
What sort of times do you think you'll get round in?
I just want to finish this year. Last year it was a race, this year it's a fun run. It's about running with the people that have come to support us. There's a lot of non-runners with us, and we really want to, amazing support. And I just want to get everybody across the line.
So, same for me. I just over an hour would be nice. So we're joggers, aren't we?
Sometime before lunch would be lovely.
So, well, Cambridge 105 goes off the air from here at 11 o'clock, so I'm hoping the winner of at least will come over the finishing line by then, making our way to the start line 10 o'clock this morning. So, last year, how much money did you raise, and how much are you expecting to raise this year?
Last year, we raised £11,500 for Team Dan, which was tremendous. First time out. We've had a lot of people returning. It's more difficult for them to raise the same kind of money. But we're up to about 8,000 at the moment, which has probably already surpassed what we were trying to get.
You know, the things with these sort of things is they have this halo effect where lots of our family and friends have got fit, have taken up running, have stayed fit as a result of the Town and Gown. So, and it is just a brilliant run. It's a lovely, relaxed, beautiful, scenic, quite flat, which is good. Lovely run to do on a Sunday morning.
Well, the best of luck to all 50 of Team Dan who are running here at this morning. Big cheer for Team Dan!
We've got our VIPs for the day. We've got Oscar. Hello, Oscar.
Hello.
Hello, Oscar.
And we should also have Tilly and Amelie. Hello.
Hello.
Ah.
It's very nice to be with you today. And you've got a very special job, is that right, Darren?
What are we doing, Oscar? We're
starting the race.
We're starting the race.
How exciting. Have you been practicing what you're going to do?
What do you have to do? Countdown. And how do you count down? What number are we going to start at?
10.
It's going to be very exciting.
What's next?
Well, that's a preview. The real countdown's coming in about 20 minutes. Yeah. So it must be very exciting to be here today, Darren.
It is. I'm a bit of a runner, but unfortunately I'm injured, so I've had to take some time out. So, okay. But Oscar's very much looking forward to opening the race, aren't you?
He looks very excited. Yeah. So have you run in the race before, Darren?
No, I haven't run in this race, but definitely next year we'll have to do it, won't we, Oscar? Or the Oxford one.
Well, it's very exciting to have you here. I look forward to hearing the big countdown. Good luck. I hope it goes very well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Have you been practicing for this?
No.
you haven't been practicing. This could be quite interesting then, in which case. Right, let's have a quick word with the starter. How are we doing?
Yeah, 20 seconds.
Seconds to go. Okay, how are we going to do this?
Countdown from 10.
You're going to... This is your job here, so be very attentive. Right, the Town and Gown race is ready to go. People are edging towards the start line now. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, And they are off, as they say, heading down the route here, a sea of orange passing me. Some people towards the back haven't yet got up a pace, but moving steadily along. They're sort of heading down Victoria Avenue, past, of course, where we are. I guess your work doesn't really end here, does it? Because Toya, her team, and yourself also now have to count the funds. How much are you expecting to raise?
Well, we're hoping for £40,000 from today's race. It's absolutely fantastic, the support that our runners are getting. We've already heard from Team Dan this morning, our team of 50 runners. They've raised over £8,000. Absolutely fantastic.
That's very good, because some events you're lucky to get £8,000 to the whole event itself. And Team Dan have done wonderfully well with the amount of money they've raised for us.
They've worked really, really hard, as have so many people that have turned out today. We should give a special mention to Gary Bennett as well. Him and Sarah fundraising very, very hard for research into Ulrich muscular dystrophy, a very rare condition.
I think I can now actually see the first runner coming through. It's going to be the winner heading towards the finish line. We'll try and get an idea of the time as soon as he can. He's been clapped here by the people who are around. There's a marshal on a bicycle just making sure that he goes the right way, although I guess with the people gathered at the finish line here, there's not too much difficulty in that. He is number 802. He's wearing a blue vest, the orange bandana, and he's coming in now. He's just passed, and here we go, heading towards there. We can have a look at what the time might be. The clock at the moment is 33 minutes. Will he make it for that? I think he will. Yes. And through he goes. So there we are. The winner of time, the looks of things, of around about 33 minutes. We'll get the official time on that and indeed the name of the winner as soon as we can for you. I've got with me Jonathan Escalante Phillips. So what was your time?
I think it was about 33:40.
That's pretty good going. Do you do many of these?
Well, you can't race too often because you've got to fit some training in at some point. But yeah, I do like to race on occasion.
And you're running for a local club as well?
Yes, I run for Cambridge and Coleridge, which is based in Cambridge.
Right, so you're a Cambridge lad, or you told me you were studying though as well?
Yeah, I'm studying at Warwick, but I'm Cambridge born and bred.
So it's good, I guess, to be able to, you know, run around the streets of the city in which you grew up in.
Absolutely. There's not many occasions to do it. There's the Chariots of Fire and the Cambridge Half Marathon, but I've only been able to do one of those, so it's really great to be able to have a race like this.
How much money do you think you've raised today?
I haven't totaled it up, but I'm hoping to definitely hit the 50, but that's about it at the moment.
Jonathan, congratulations on the time today. Thanks for speaking to Cambridge 105.
Thank you very much.
So some of the sounds and the voices of yesterday's Town and Gown 10K run through the streets of Cambridge, started off and indeed finished on Midsummer Common. So you heard there the McLennan family, also known as Team Dan. Oscar, he was just 5 years old. His sisters Tilly and Amelie, Devonish, along with Dad Darren, they started the race. As Oscar's counting down there, you've probably heard. Claire Methven, who's been my contact in getting things organised for the Town and Gown race. She's the PR communications person. Excellent job done there. And finally, the winner, who is Jonathan Escalante Phillips from a local club as well. Congratulations to all involved. I suspect with £40,000 raised, the real winners are the muscular dystrophy campaign.